constituent. So strong was, and still is, the post-September the 11th pressure in the United States to be seen to be patriotic that robust journalism has been stifled. That's the view of one of America's most famous television news presenters, Dan Rather, expressed in an interview with the BBC. He said he too had fallen victim to the patriotic pressure not to ask tough questions about the American-led war on terrorism.
It's an obscene comparison, I'm not sure you like it, but you know, there was a time in South Africa that people would put flaming tires around people's necks if they dissented. And in some ways, the fear is that you'll be necklaced here. You'll have a flaming tire of lack of patriotism put around your neck. Now, it's that fear that keeps journalists from asking the toughest of the tough questions and to continue to bore in on the tough questions so often. And again, I'm humbled to say I do not accept myself from this criticism.
Dan Rather also condemned what he said was government manipulation of who gets access and information and who doesn't.
The belief runs so strong in both the political and military leadership of the current war effort that those who control the images will control public opinion. They realize what an entertainment-oriented society ours has become. Therefore, in one way of looking at it, it's quite natural that they would say to themselves, hey, we've had the Hollywoodization of the news, we've had the Hollywoodization of almost everything else in society, why not the Hollywoodization of the war? And, you know, I want to say quietly, but as forcefully as I can, that I hope this doesn't go any further. It's gone too far already. I am appalled by it. I do think it's an outrage. This is a personal opinion.
And that was the American television anchor Dan Rather. Well, with me is James Geary, who is the senior editor of Time magazine here in London. James Geary, does Rather have a point about American journalism?
I think he does, and it was an extraordinary statement, but in many ways he is best positioned to know what he's talking about, because he himself, as he indicated in the clip you aired, has been guilty of this kind of self-censorship. In the past few months, in the immediate aftermath of the attacks on Afghanistan, for example, I think it was Dan Rather on CBS who, before airing a segment that featured someone who was criticizing the military effort in Afghanistan, told the American people that what they were about to hear might upset them, but they had to remember that they didn't have to listen. And that's far from being self-censorship. That is encouraging the American people not to pay attention to dissenting views. And I think for journalism, but also for democracy as a whole, that's not a wise practice for a national anchor.
On September the 11th, the war on terror, and other things, is there a lack of dissenting view? Is there a sort of journalistic consensus in the United States?
I think what Dan Rather was saying is an accurate portrayal of the situation. A lot of the coverage seems to be geared or biased towards the American standpoint. And one of the ironies is that September 11th was such a jolt to the American people that many of the editorialists at that time were saying, well, wondering why do they hate us so much, or, you know, the world suddenly landed on America's doorstep that day. But instead of fostering a greater understanding of the issues that led to September 11th, it seems to have reinforced the American belief that you're either with us or against us, might is right. And I think that has shut down a whole area of inquiry, both from the press and the public.
So when the world landed on America's doorstep, as you put it, that didn't create a more internationalist view in the United States. Far from it, quite the reverse.
Far from it, and I think it's not just, as you just mentioned, it's not just September 11th, but if you look at the recent coverage of the elections in France and the Netherlands, for example, or the anti-Semitic attacks that have been taking place in France. If you're reading a newspaper in the United States, you would get the impression that, you know, jackboots are marching down the streets of Paris, or there's a radical wave of anti-Semitic violence sweeping across Europe. And these are just, these are just not true. I think the subtleties and the nuances of what's going on in Europe, much less Afghanistan or the Middle East, for example, are not being delivered to the American public, certainly not on the national news broadcasts on television, which is where most people get their news.
And you mentioned the Middle East. We in Europe are seen as sort of bizarrely being in favor of Palestinian terrorism.
Well, that's one of the great misconceptions. I think the Europeans are seen as being wimps and weak on terrorism and supporting Palestinian terrorists, whereas the real issues between the Israelis and the Palestinians go much deeper, and there are legitimate arguments to be heard on both sides. But in the United States, as Dan Rather indicated, there's only one side of the argument being heard, and that's very dangerous for American policy.
And what about this point about the Hollywoodization of the news media?
Well, again, that is a trend that's been going on for some time in the United States, and the popular late-night talk show host Jay Leno has a little trick. He goes out and shows people pictures. One of his routines is to show people a picture of Karl Marx, and 9 out of 10 people think that this is the Colonel Sanders, the guy who...
Kentucky Fried Chicken Man.
So Americans are getting most of their history from HBO made-for-television movies or Hollywood movies, and they're not the most subtle treatments. Black Hawk Down, I think, is a good example of what happened in Somalia. So that's... We need more than just one source for news and information, and it shouldn't be Hollywood.
James, thank you. That was James Geary, is a senior editor of Time magazine here in London. You're listening to the BBC World Service. I'm Alex Brody, and this is NewsHour.